It was Saturday morning. It had just finished raining. There were raindrops all over the trees, shining in the sunlight. I heard my parents talking to each other, and my mom asked me if I wanted to go to Enchanted Rock. Enchanted Rock is a huge hill that is made entirely of one rock. There are a few hills next to it that are also made out of rock, but Enchanted Rock is the biggest. When I was little, my family used to go there a lot, but we hadn't climbed it in the past few years. I was really excited about going, and we all got into the cart. We arrived at Enchanted Rock at about 2 in the afternoon. The sun had come out, and it was bright. The rock was dome-shaped with a red round top. We started walking up. At first, it was easy, like climbing up a lot of stairs. But soon, it got harder. The rock got steeper and steeper, and the sun got hotter and hotter. The wind began to blow harder, and my hair kept getting into my face and mouth. I looked up. The top seemed so far away, but we kept going and going and going. Finally, we reached the top. I looked around. I could see for miles and miles. I could see the other hills, the little green trees way down at the bottom. I could see a little lake at the bottom of the hill, and I could even see the winding road we took to get here. After a while, my mom decided that we should all go to the little lake that I saw. There was a little trail leading to it, but to get to it, we would have to go down a different way. As we started to go down, I looked and saw two huge boulders just sitting there, as if someone had picked them up and balanced them perfectly, even though the rock was sloped. It made me think about how awesome God was. He created the whole world, and to Him, it would be so easy to perfectly balance the huge rock there. Soon we got to the bottom. There was a little stream running through it. It was beautiful. The leaves were changing colors from green to yellow, red, and orange. The water reflected the colors of the red rock and the leaves. We took lots and lots of pictures of the scenery and kept walking. Soon we saw two trails. One led toward the hill, and the other went towards the back. We decided to take the one that led towards the hill. We walked and walked, but didn't see any lake. We asked people on the way, but they said that they didn't see any lake. Finally, we walked back towards where the trail split. By now, the sun was beginning to go down. We walked faster until we finally came to a small pond. My brother and I started skipping stones across the pond's surface. I tried and tried, but I couldn't get the rock to skip more than 2 times, while my brother skipped his 7 times. Soon it was time to go. My dad looked at the map and said that we could either walk all the way around Enchanted Rock to the parking lot, or we could go over the top again and down the other side. We decided to go up Enchanted Rock again and go down, since it would be shorter. Once again, we walked and walked and climbed and climbed. My legs started to feel numb. They felt like there were 1,000 needles pricking them. We went down the steep slope and finally ended up at the bottom. Then we went to the parking lot and went home. Now I remember all the beauty I saw there, and I thank God for creating such a beautiful world.